I'm Eitan Shannon with Awesomeo. We have three plays as we hit this seven-game NBA slate on Yahoo. But make sure you click those links below. We have money for you as well as one free month of Awesomeo Plus Platinum upon your first paid contest entry. All right, our first play is at the center position, and there's a great opportunity for Clint Capella to make some noise. Now, when you look at the slate, Joel Embiid, who he's going up against, is going to be right there at the top, $47. But Capella, especially with both Karl Anthony Towns and Christian Wood playing through injury, we assume, maybe not. Capella at $32 becomes really workable. He's in that Valanciunas, really just above DeAndre Ayton range. But this is way more a matter of who he's going up against and the struggles that we've seen for Joel Embiid and how Capella can take advantage of that. Now, Capella comes off a low night, just 29.8 fantasy points in a marginal win against the Pacers. But before that, we saw three straight games where he's giving you 50-plus points. We know he has the capability of double-digit rebounds each and every night. In fact, he's got as good of a chance to hit 20 rebounds as he does to hit single-digit rebounds across the board. With Joel Embiid still not physically back yet, 100% from COVID, struggling offensively, there isn't much energy that Capella is going to have to expend as opposed to dealing with a normal, fully healthy Joel Embiid, or at least fully in shape Joel Embiid. So Capella is going to eat on the boards. Really good opportunity to score as well. And hopefully Atlanta takes advantage of that. I could easily see a 2020 or 2017 type night for Capella, as Atlanta is going to do a lot against the Philadelphia 76ers. All right, our next play on Friday night for Yahoo is Paul George. Now, George missed some time clearly because of injury, comes back, and it's a lower number, I think, from rostership standpoint because of the cost and maybe the concern of how much you're going to get against the Lakers. I have zero concern at all when Paul George is out there. He is a fantasy monster. Really just one small little bump in the road over the last 7 to 10 games. He is clearly the end-all, be-all when it comes to offensive production on this team. And missing time, you saw the difference with that Clippers squad. Coming back, the only real concern with Paul George is, do you spend $45 on a Yahoo slate where you're not sure of any minutes restriction, you're not sure how much Paul George may come back? No injury report at all, so expect him to play. It was just one game in which he missed on Wednesday. This wasn't a gigantic stretch by any means. The small forward position, we do have a pivot coming up, but the small forward position, you're still dealing with Anthony Edwards, LeBron James dealing with injury, Jason Tatum, just $42. It's a $3 difference for somebody in Tatum and George. I would always, and by the way, Tatum is on the road in Utah, I would always defer to Paul George, who is playing technically a home game, but still in his home building. And then you're down to some more cheaper or value options. And we have that with our third play. So looking at Andrew Wiggins right now, the cost is clearly going to be a cheaper pivot at the forward position than Paul George. $23 for Wiggins as opposed to the $45 that you'll spend up for George. However, Wiggins comes off rough couple of nights shooting the basketball. The question is, how long, how sustainable is this drought going to be? They're going up against the Suns again. There is definitely an opportunity here to take shots. In fact, it wasn't a matter of defense so much as it was a matter of missed shots for Wiggins. The same stat line, two games in a row, 4-for-12, 4-for-12. But you look at it, anything that you got really as far as a group or a body of work before that, and Wiggins has been able to put up big numbers in mid to low 30 minutes, not needing high 30 minutes in order to get this done. Points struggled over the last two games, but that came with his shot. In a high-scoring affair that we expect Golden State to bounce back from in that loss against Phoenix and score some points, break that 100-point mark, it's going to come with Steph first and foremost. But Andrew Wiggins, great pivot option, especially if you're looking to spend a little less at the forward position and possibly spend up. Mentioned Steph at the point guard spot. You've got Harden, Doncic as well. Definitely smart to pivot at the small forward position. If not, then that's Paul George. So one more time, Clint Capella, Paul George, Andrew Wiggins are three plays for Yahoo's Friday night NBA slate. I'm Eitan Shander. Before you go, make sure you click that link below and sign up for Yahoo. When you do, upon your first paid contest entry, we're going to give you one free month of Awesomeo Plus Platinum. Have a great night.